This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming up in 3 minutes, we're going to give you the keyword for our Buckets and Bets promo, Ooh. Where you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience. That's March 20th through the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is your destination for tip-off weekend. We'll give you that keyword in just about 3 minutes.
Pretty sure I saw flops there back in the day on a spring training trip. I think I took a side trip out the... Old Hollywood FLA.
Oh, I know you did.
Back in the day.
You meet Dave Richard there?
No, that was at a different casino. Oh, different side trip.
if you voted on our poll,
yes.
What grade would you give this D-Bo?
An A.
Really? I gave it a
because
B.
Because of the compensation. It's just so cheap.
Why? Because he's not a superstar, like current superstar?
No, just
because
I do worry about... I don't think...
What's the downside? Did they waste a fifth-round pick?
Yeah, I mean, the downside would be is if... He doesn't produce, and you're using all that cap space, and maybe...
Put it this way.
I gave it a B. A B is pretty good.
I know, but let me ask you this. If you had the opportunity to make this exact move, mm-hmm. I would do it 100 times out of 100. How many times would you do it?
I would do it.
But is there a time you wouldn't
do it? The only reason
why
I wouldn't do it is if there was something else that's better. Like, if you believe that... Like, a lot of people are still in the T. Higgins camp. If you believe that you would have been able to get T. Higgins,
why can't you
I guess
both?
You could.
I know. I listened to Keim and Nikki Jabala and whatever, and they don't think that they're necessarily out of the wide receiver market.
Yeah. I mean, we played the clip from Jay Gruden, and he said they still maybe need a receiver that can go over the top.
I think this is their splashiest wide receiver move. I don't think they're going to go out and get somebody with a better resume than Deebo Samuel.
I don't think they're going to.
Well, I don't know who's available.
To Deebo Samuel.
I don't know who's available.
I think you might see maybe, like, say a guy like Amari Cooper is cheap on the free agent market. And you feel like, you know what? We'd like to add Amari Cooper to Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, maybe. But I think Cooper is going to draw significant interest in the free agent market, so it might get too pricey. But like a guy Kirk comes free from Jacksonville, and he's cheap. Maybe that's a guy that you would entertain.
We talked about all the receivers that were available in free agency, and no one was really that excited about any of them. Mm-hmm. But we talked about Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. We talked about Kirk. We talked about
Chris
Godwin. T. Higgins.
Godwin was a name that came up, but it sounds like he's getting a deal done with Tampa.
Trading for Hill.
You'd have to trade a lot to get a guy like that. But no one was really that excited besides T. Higgins, but you're going to have to give T. Higgins a lot of money.
Would you grade this trade an A?
Of course. Now I'm biased because I like him, but yeah, 100%.
I'd give it an A.
A+.
And then if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but still an A move. Totally worth it.
Yeah, according to PFF, the top free agent wideouts are T. Higgins at one, Chris Godwin, who looks like he's going to re-sign in Tampa, Amari Cooper at three, Stephon Diggs at four, coming off a major injury, and DeAndre Hopkins, who looked old and slow in the Super Bowl.
Right, so there's just not that much out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great market.
All right, let me give you the key word. The key word for buckets and bets, assist. Assist. You can enter now with the keyword assist at thefandc.com for your chance to win that trip to Florida for your ultimate college basketball viewing experience. Assist.
There it
is. Your keyword.
Go get right. Entered.
Let's go to Ron in Richmond. Hey, Ron, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, look, you know, I'm not concerned about him being a bust because if we had to use that fifth round pick, we don't know what that would have developed into. We don't know whether that would have been worth the fifth round pick.
Way more likely to be a bust.
Right.
The fifth round pick.
Basically, Debo Samuel is your fifth round pick.
Yeah.
You'll take that.
Exactly. Exactly. And here's the other thing that I haven't heard anybody report on it because I tuned into you guys late. Debo wanted to come to Washington. He requested that if things were all equal, that he wanted to go to Washington. So,
where'd you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it last night. And the other thing, too, Debo's been a disgruntled employee since 2022 or 21 when they were negotiating his contract. He realized last year, I don't know whether you guys knew this, but last year they were trying to trade him.
Yeah, he's been on the trade market for a while.
Correct.
So when you got a disgruntled employee, he's not going to be so, you know, chipper to get up in the morning and work out and do the things that he normally would do. So I think we're getting a motivated, all-pro, veteran football player like we got Ertz. And I think he's going to make a heck of a difference in the attitudes in that building, even though, you know, we know we have fighters in there, but Debo is Debo.
No, he'll run you over.
I saw Friday, but yeah. Debo's a tough son of a sea biscuit. So
yeah.
I think I give it a B because we're not getting him at his, you know, when he was a rookie or when he.
Yeah, but for what you're giving up, you got to give it an A. Come on, you're giving up a fifth rounder. If you were getting him as a rookie, you'd have to give up first rounders.
I know, but I don't give out A's as willingly as other people do.
Tough grader.
All right.
You know, but I think that in that locker room, he'll fit fine, and I think he's a good addition to the
team. All right, I have to just ask you this question, Ron. Same question I asked JP. If you had 100 opportunities to make this exact trade, how many times would you do it?
Oh, I'd do it 100 out of 100, understanding what I'm getting, though. I'm not going to be under the illusion that I'm getting the 2021.
Yeah, I mean, it might not work out, but who cares? It's still worth the risk.
Exactly. You just have to keep your expectation. You know, you have to know what to expect when you're getting him now.
Yeah.
And if you understand that, then it's a hell of a trade. If you're looking to get 2021 Debo, then you're going to be disappointed.
Well, why would you ever? Why would you ever expect to get a guy's one sort of outlier year? That's kind of crazy.
And he can put up. I wouldn't be surprised if he put up close to 2021 numbers. Honestly. He's got a quarterback that can get him the ball.
Yeah.
He's got an offensive coordinator that can put him in good positions. If he stays healthy, he's going to put up numbers. He just is. He's that good.
And the reason I say 2021, because you have fans out here that they're just fans. They really don't know anything about the game. They're expecting, you know, they hear all these things about this guy and what this guy has done, and that's what they're looking to get out of him, which is not going to happen. But I think he's going to come in great shape. I think he, you know, he wants to play with Jaden, and so I think he'll be fine. But I tell you what, though, I think we need to get some offensive and defensive linemen to hell with wide receivers. You can't throw the ball to quarterbacks on his back.
Well, that's going to be part of the equation, probably in the draft.
All right, thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Uh-huh.
You know, free agency.
One thing that Kaim and Jabala, when I listened to their pod, they brought up is that this actually puts him a little bit. I think he's a little slightly higher paid than Terry. Terry's deal being up this year. So they look for potentially them squaring that up here in the next few months where they give Terry a new deal.
Sure.
He's the highest paid receiver on the team.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you extend Terry McLaurin at this point coming off the season that he just had? And by the way, Debo in a down year, would still be the second yardage receiver on this most current Commanders team.
Of course.
He's way ahead of Zacchaeus. Noah Brown, Austin Eckler, De'Ami Brown. I mean, he's almost lapping some of those guys.
Everybody would take him over those guys 100 times out of 100.
Yes.
You know, even in a diminished.
He's not. He's been in the league 6 years. He's not over the hill.
Right.
I don't know what people are freaking out about.
They're worried. It's recency. They're worried about what
right,
the last season was not good optics wise and stats wise, and that's what's in people's brains.
I don't know. I saw a tweet from Cakes. This is before the deal, I think, came through, and he had a stock market. It was just all pointing down.
Talking about the compensation.
Okay.
When I saw it was a fifth round pick, that's just I was referencing that.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, his market couldn't be softer because he's in the last year of his deal and he did not have a good campaign in 2024.
Because he was hurt for most of the year.
He was banged up.
Right, that was the reason his numbers sucked. He was a question mark to play in half of those games.
All right, let's go to James in Rockville. James, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think you guys nobody's brought this up at all. How do you know, because you know Deebo Samuels is leaving San Francisco because they wouldn't give him an extension. How do you know that Pierce and Deebo have not already worked out an extension? And that would not make this trade 100 out of 100 for me. I don't know about for you guys.
Why? If you can get him multiple years for a fifth rounder, why not?
So what if the extension is $30 million a year? You're going to do that?
I don't think that he's going to get $30
million. No, I mean, you
don't know. That's my point is nobody's brought this up.
You're jumping to a conclusion. It's very unlikely that Adam Peters has negotiated an extension before they picked him up.
And that would have been reported.
Why would that be reported? Because they can't do it. There's nothing.
Here's why. Because
they could
all
have
that
discussed the
out.
Parameters.
Well,
they
not.
Could have discussed the parameters and say, "Hey, what's he interested in? If he wants to stay."
I'm not saying you're wrong that he could extend him, but it's not going to be $30 million a year.
That's fine. But you're just going. You're assuming no extension and 1 year. That's great. I agree 100%. If they get him for 1 year, one shot, and he's playing his ass off to get an extension, but I don't think that's the case. I think you guys are wrong. I think they've already worked something out.
Oh, I don't think that's the case.
Well, let's see.
I think Adam Peters reached out to his agent
and
said, we're interested.
I'm calling you back in a month.
Okay. All right. I mean, if you prove call back and you're vindicated, we'll give you your flowers. But I'm going to guess Adam Peters was on the phone with his agent and said, I mean, we want to acquire him, but we're not going to extend him right now. If he comes to Washington and plays like the way we want him to play, then we'll talk about an extension.
Well, I don't could see them. They could extend him maybe to under market potential rate.
But I mean, how does that serve Deebo?
Well, it might not. Well, just to guarantee some money. He's worried about, you know, money.
I don't think he's going to.
I wouldn't be surprised
either way.
He's going to want
to put a better season on tape than what he came off of to up his value.
I wouldn't be surprised either way. I just think that I don't think he's going to sign a 3-year, $100 million extension.
No, no.
It's not going to be something nuts. Like that. They wouldn't do that. But if you can get him multiple years, if they extended him by a year and you got him for 2 years for a fifth rounder, I think that's even more of a steal.
All right, let's go to Nick.
Well, what are you worried about the money for? They got plenty of money to spend.
I'm not worried about the money at all. I care less what they do with the money.
Yeah.
Nick!
Yeah, it's not my money. Tell you what, I think this deal, it's perfect because anything after a fourth round draft pick is basically hit or miss. There's nothing you can do about it. I like Noah Brown and Zacchaeus. I think those receivers will get better and better. I really do. And I'll tell you, as far as, you know, watching our team, everybody wants to come play for us.
Well, it's definitely more attractive with Jaden Daniels under center for other players to come here and make this a destination where it used to be like a last resort. Now people want to play in Washington, which is still kind of weird to wrap your head around.
I think sometimes that's overstated. I think they all chase the money.
I mean, that's a huge part of it, too. But
I'm 64, man, and I go back. I won you guys Redskins Fan of the Year contest, the one and only one you had down there on the boat. And it's been a long time. I've been in Alabama taking care of my father. He passed away, but it's good to be back in town and good to be back with the football team that everybody wants to be a part of, new fans. It's incredible. It really is. And you guys have come a long way, man.
Yes, we have. You're right, sir.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
He's taking us back to when Gus Frerotte was quarterbacking this team.
What did he say? What was his reference?
We did.
He wanted some sort of trip.
On a boat?
We did like a live broadcast. I want to say.
That was the Daryl Green cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was right, 1997 when we started.
I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right,
that's a lifer right there.
Let's go to Turner, Hollywood, Maryland. Turner, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Turner.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep, sure.
Here's one thing that's great about this pickup of Deebo.
Mm-hmm.
You get a good fighting guy with a chip on his shoulder They can play running back or wide receiver. Plus, you clear up space where you can work on that offensive line, that defensive line, or somebody back at that defensive backfield. Mm-hmm. So, actually, it's a great move.
Kingsbury's got to be ecstatic.
Oh, yeah. He gets a versatile chess piece. He can move all over the offense.
Mm-hmm.
He has to love it.
I mean, Eckler's under contract, right?
Eckler signed a two-year deal.
Mm-hmm. Two-year, like $10 million deal or whatever. Yeah. Between Eckler, Terry, Debo now.
If Ertz comes back, some
reasonable weapons.
If you get anything in year two from Sinnott.
Once you said anything, I knew you were going to Sinnott.
Sinnott, just give us 25 or 30 catches.
Somebody said it's a good year for tight ends in the draft.
They can't draft the tight end again, can they?
After spending a second rounder on Sinnott, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they pumped the brakes on that.
Hmm. Let's go to Steve in D.C. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Steve?
Great.
I give this a solid B, but I don't think we're done yet. I for some reason, I just feel like with this move right here, I got a feeling Diami may be gone. That, and I think they're going to probably get rid of Noah and a couple of others and see if we can make just one more trade in the, before, you know what I'm saying?
Do you have a name that you're thinking of?
I could see us maybe pulling the trigger on Buffalo?
Amari Cooper?
Yeah, Cooper. Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm still hearing the works for DK. You know what I'm saying? Still hearing, you know, we could offer a nice little package, let's just say, maybe entice them.
Well, that'd be a blockbuster. That would just be a blockbuster.
Yeah, I mean,
like a second, third, because we still have a little bit of money to play with, especially if we get rid of, what's his name?
This is a classic fantasy football
player.
Like,
well, no,
they made their
I don't think they're
the
going after
move.
Another big-time receiver.
Like,
you could also, I learned this, you could do, like, the NBA a sign and trade where you could actually, it's a little bit different, but you can sign a player and trade them to another team as long as you don't trade them back within to another team within the within a 2-year frame, and it has to be during.
Hey, if you're right on DK, call us back and we'll give you props.
I think it's much more likely that they ink Diami Brown, they bring Diami Brown back on a reasonable contract, get another wide receiver that they like, obviously in the fold, add him to Debo, and then I don't think they're traded for DK Metcalf.
No, I don't think so either. I could see them
draft Ty Felton in the second round.
Yes, and
they could do that.
I could see them doing that, and then you know you've got two kind of older receivers with Terry and Debo, and then you've got your younger guys like with McCaffrey and whoever they draft.
Yep.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Coming up next, we will give you another chance to hear the key word for our Buckets and Bets promo, where we're going to fly you and a friend to Florida, March 20th to the 23rd at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood, to watch all the games on a massive LED screen. So stay tuned for that here on The Junkies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.